Today, the first day of the blessed month of Tawud, may God begin in the goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, of my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. Today is the beginning of the blessed Coptic year. It is necessary to keep it a holy day with full purity and chastity. Let us start anew the manner as St. Paul the Apostle says. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And Isaiah the prophet says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, as said of Isaiah. And David the prophet says, you crown the year with your goodness, and your path is striped with abundance. We ask our God to keep us without sin and help us to act according to his will with the intercession of the pure Saint Mary, all the martyrs and saints, all the saints. Amen. On this day also the holy apostle Bartholomew, one of the 12 disciples, was martyrs. To this apostle fell till at a lot to go to the oasis in Egypt. He entered the city with Peter, who sold him as a slave. There he proceeded and preached it to the people. He called them to the knowledge of God, after performing before them signs and wonders that amazed their minds. He worked in the vine right of a rich man, and whenever he trimmed the vine branches, they immediately bore fruit. It happened that son of the governor of the city died, and Bartholomew the apostle raised him up from the dead. The people believed, and he strengthened them in the knowledge of God. Later on, the Lord Christ, to him is the glory, commanded Saint Bartholomew to go to the land of the Berbers, and sent Andrew, his disciple, to help him. The people of that city were exceedingly wicked and would not accept any of the signs or wonders the disciple performed. Yet the two disciples continued to preach to them and teach them until they entered the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then they appointed priests over them and built churches for them, and soon after they left. Saint Bartholomew went to the city of the Mediterranean coast, where the inhabitants knew not God. He preached and converted them to the knowledge of God, and they believed in the Lord Christ. He taught them to perform the works which were worthy of Christianity, and commended them to the pure and chaste. When King Agrippa heard of him, he was exceedingly enraged and commanded his servants to put him in a hair sack, to fill the sack with sand and cast it into the sea, and so were consummated the struggle and martyrdom of Saint Bartholomew. His blessing and prayers be with us all. Amen. Also on this day, in the year of 98 AD, Saint Milius, the third Pope of Alexandria after Saint Mark, departed. This saint was enthroned in the 15th year of the reign of Domitian, son of Vespasian, emperor of Rome, and 55 years after the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, he pastored and guarded the flock of Christ well for 12 years and departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Hey.